restrictions apply. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
KVOE Live and local. Nice to have you tuned in. AM 1400, 96.9 FM. It is 822, 53 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 822, we're pleased to have with us Leanne Kester from the Chase County Old School Development District. We're talking about a couple of big activities to highlight the club and highlight the work of the Old School Development District.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. So you've got a couple of things teed up and ready to go. And the early interest, I should say, is really based off of your first annual bunny run, which is not that far away.
It is not. We had a pumpkin run around Halloween, and now we're having a bunny run and hope to repeat both of those each year.
Good deal. When is your bunny run going to take place, and what, at least in general terms, is the route around the old school?
It is at on April 9th, and from our last runners, we heard they really enjoyed our route that goes around Cottonwood Falls. One, they enjoyed running through the neighborhood, and two, they enjoyed that it was all a flat route that gave them some good times.
Well, we like flat routes, that's for sure. So April 9th, that will be a Saturday. So, Leanne, how can people get signed up, and where can they get signed up?
You can go to our website, which is www.oldschooldevelopment.com, and it's easy then from there to click on events. And we have a 1K for adults and 1K for youth, and a 5K for adults and a 5K for youth. And we will be giving some really cute medals that are appropriate for a bunny run and some gift certificates. And we are hoping to cater to both the competitive runner and to those that would just like a chance to support us by paying a small registration fee and walking the route and enjoy visiting with friends.
Good deal. And Easter egg hunt here with the 1K youth registration, that sounds like a lot of fun. So basically, this is an entire family event.
It is. The 5K, if you sign up for the 5K, actually by today, you get a free T-shirt. After that, you can still sign up, but a free T-shirt goes with the 5K if you sign up by today. And then for all the youth 1K runners, they get a free Easter egg hunt afterwards. We have a really nice wooded area on our 7-acre property where they can go celebrate Easter just a little bit early. And that, again, that'll be free.
Leanne, you mentioned a small registration fee. Well, what is the registration fee?
The 5K for adults is $30, for youth is $20. The 1K for adults is $15, and 1K for youth is $10. All of that money goes straight to the renovation of the gymnasium into a community center, which it has already become that, but we still have lots of things we need to do to upgrade it and get it up to the quality we want.
Before we shift into the second event that you wanted to highlight, let's kind of talk about the project as a whole, and specifically the community center side, because looking at the Facebook page that you have, it's active, and it seems like, you know, you've had activities already here with Open Gym at the old school and a lot of different activities that have been underway there for quite some time.
We have had some really great events. We've had our Tables and Trees Christmas events for 2 years. We had the car show last year, which is coming up again this year. We had a haunted house that was terribly successful. And then it's also open for people just to rent. And how many places can you rent a gymnasium that's in great shape?
Yeah.
So we have a commercial kitchen. We've been able to upgrade to get a commercial kitchen, have the bathrooms up and going. The gym is ready for use. We have a room with a ping pong table. So that's another, besides just the events we're holding, it is now ready and has been rented by people for their dances and events.
And Leanne Kester talking about activities through the Chase County Old School Development District. So you mentioned some of the things that have been done to the old school. What is left to be done, Leanne?
Some of the things that we are now saving our donations toward, again, I mentioned we have a 7-acre property that requires a lot of mowing, so we are hoping to get enough donations to purchase a riding lawnmower. That's all been done by community so far, and we don't want to keep asking for volunteers for that. The entire property, except for the gym floor, needs new flooring. The carpet is pretty old in it, so we're definitely headed toward that. And then paint, we find paint to be pretty expensive, so wanting to paint a lot of the rooms. So those would be our most current goals, are the lawnmower and new flooring and paint.
But there's more to it than just this side of things with the community center. You've also been really looking at the second half of the project too, which is developed into a housing process here. And it sounded like when we had a chance to talk with you a couple of months back that at least the housing focus had changed a little bit. What's the housing plan here for part of the property?
We have some very serious developers courting us now to develop the historic school, the 1900 building, limestone building, into apartments, which we need housing so desperately here in Chase County. So we are into some very serious business conversations right now, trying to decide which developer we want to go with and what our contractual agreement will be with them. The building has National Historic status, so it will be required, of course, that they keep in line with those qualifications. But just how are the other ways that we want it developed and what kind of properties do we want?
Well, it's nice to be courted, isn't it?
Yes. It is. Yeah. It is. It's nice for it to be a property people are very interested in.
That certainly sounds like it could have a positive ending. Well, keep us up to date on that, if you would. And you mentioned, what, another fundraiser other than the first one you mentioned here this morning with the fun run, the Easter run you have? What's next?
Well, we are having our second car show. We were really overwhelmed with our successful one that we held last year. So we are having our second annual Old School Car Show. $20 registration fee, motorcycles, trucks, cars. We had some of everything last year. We had great raffle, admissions free, and then we have great raffle prizes. We were so surprised at the things that were donated last year, a day at the lake, restaurant gift certificates, oil changes, wrench sets, $130 pressure washer. These were all things that you could buy raffle tickets for, and then we gave away at the end of the day. And we expect there to be more cars this year. We're seeing already an uptick in registrations and more raffle prizes to sign up for. So we are very excited about that day, too. We also have homemade beer rocks that day that are really popular in Chase County. A local woman makes them, and Fannistel grilled hot dogs. So it's a fun place for the whole family to come spend the day. You can also look through the historic old school, which everyone loves doing, exploring the attic, exploring the basement, through all the old classrooms.
So what is the date of the car show?
It is April 30th.
Okay.
Good deal. And can you register, say, the morning of, Leanne? Because I'm assuming they're going to have a lot of folks registering up too.
You can register for the bunny run up until 8:45 on April 9th. You can register online or you can register on site. If you just want to show up that day, you can register. Same with the car show. If you go to our website again, that was oldschooldevelopment.com. For the car show, you can get a registration there and mail it in early, or you can register on site that day.
One other question here, Leanne, and you'd mentioned here about the courting process that's underway right now. What is the community's response and the community reaction now as you're really starting to get these fundraisers going on a more regular basis here for the Old School Development District, as well as just the overall project and the process?
You know, we started out with nothing except the mortgage for buying the property, and we've been able to do everything through community support, whether it was donations. You can make donations down here at Citizens Bank in Cottonwood Falls, 235 Broadway, or whether on our website you can make donations through PayPal. Without community donations, whether it's monetary or whether it's people that offer their expertise or their hours of labor, we could not have come this far without that. It's been wonderful support from our community.
Outstanding. Okay, quick reminder on the dates here, Leanne, before we close things down.
April 9th for the Bunny Run. You can register up till 8:45 in the morning. We'll be doing awards at 10:30, and April 30th for the car show. And then next month, we are offering art classes through the Emporia Arts Council, and we are now getting ready to set up a pickleball court in our gym. So next month, we'll have some new things coming up that we haven't offered before.
Wow. All right, so if people want to get registered online, Leanne, how can they do that?
Go to our website, www.oldschooldevelopment.com, and all it's pretty clear where you go from there. Or please feel free to call me at 620-340-9634. I'm always open to questions or concerns or ideas for the old school.
Good deal. Well, Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here. We're more than happy to have you on, and please keep us posted on the different projects that you got coming up.
I will. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Good
Thanks,
job, Leanne.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Leanne Kester with the Chase County Old School Development District. They are making great strides. They made great strides and continue to do so.
Absolutely.
A lot of positive movement forward there.
Good deal there. And I did want to let you know that we do have Wednesday's Newsmaker 2 slot open at 8:20, but most of our Newsmaker 2s and also the ESU Buzz coming up here this week are full. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, if you want that Wednesday 8:20 interview segment. Andrea Cahoon has tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 as we look ahead to the Flint Hills Technical College Gala Benefit Auction,
which is coming up next month. Big event.
Huge event for the college.
Coming up in April, you bet. KVOE Live and local cloud cover, 54 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:33.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia Fresh.
ValueNet Fiber, local unmatched customer support, sales.